Since Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
3 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, gym class getting ready to come your way right here on KGYM. Plenty to talk about. We look ahead to Iowa and Indiana coming up tonight. The Iowa women with a top 25 showdown at Carver as well. That and a whole lot more coming your way on a gym class here on a Thursday on KGYM. And welcome into the gym class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5. The North Gym, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. You looking for these?
I am. Thank you.
I don't know why they're over there, but go ahead and take them. Sky Unesh, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here today. And we are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by. They're locally owned and operated. Great place to take the family. Take your coworkers after work, go out for a drink, great meal, see a game, what have you. Third Base, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. We will have another $50 gift card to Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse for you before 4 o'clock here today. They're open year-round. They've got everything from slippers to unique gifts, including jewelry, home decor, and wine. Out at Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse, $50 gift card is up for grabs today on the gym class program right here on KGYM. A lot to get to. Dave Kochan will join us from Las Vegas. Look back at the Super Bowl. Also want to talk with Dave about the unique situation that happened during the Iowa State-Oklahoma game the other night, which a lot of people have been talking about. And it had nothing to do with Iowa State getting the victory in that game. We'll tease you with that, as they say in the biz. So we'll talk about that and then talk some college basketball, look ahead to Iowa and Indiana coming up tonight. We'll do that with Coach Kevin Lehman coming up just past 3:30. How you doing today? How are the roads?
I thought the roads were, okay, especially the main thoroughfares. I underestimated the amount of ice on my vehicle as I came here. I was a bit late, but made it anyway.
Good for you.
Unfortunately, more postponements.
Yeah,
in the area.
More postponements coming up tonight. No high school basketball tonight. Marion and Benton Community has been postponed, and that will now be played tomorrow over in Marion. Then we shifted gears. We thought maybe we could get a girls game in tonight between Xavier and Wash. That lasted about 2 more hours, and then that one had the plug pulled on it as well. That's going to be played tomorrow night. Bad part about this, I know you mentioned it in your sports view yesterday, you only have so many games to get out there for your high school team, but Wash not going to have a senior night this year to really recognize a tremendous group of seniors that they have. So, yeah, that's part of the problem that we've gone over the last 2.5 weeks. It just continues and continues and continues. Mm.
As I said in the sports view, if you missed it, high school administrators do not want to put teams and fans at peril. It only takes one incident to create a hell of a mess for a school. And, you know, looking back a couple decades ago, a lot of these games would not have been postponed, but it doesn't matter. It's 2019, and it's the way in which we live right now, and the weather just has not been cooperative. So it's unfortunate for the athletes. The high school experience is short enough the way it is. There's not much you can do about it.
No, there isn't much when you have ice like we had last night, and I think most every school is pretty much either canceled today or had a 2-hour delay, depending on where you are and whatnot. So you live with it. ADs are going crazy right now, pulling their hair out, and boy, oh boy, it just continues and continues. And then on top of that, you've got girls' regionals getting underway tonight in 1A. Pretty much all postponed. pushed back a day or two, and now you've got even shorter list of referees you could possibly get. And yeah, the problems just continue. Hi, Kyle.
Hi. We got a call from Jim in Solon a few minutes ago, and you'll have to forgive me because I've been toiling over our issues with the text line, but were you guys talking about something with the Big 12? You guys open?
Yeah, well, yes. Okay. We talked about the Go ahead.
Jim's question for you guys was, why wouldn't that be a correctable error for the Big 12?
Funny that you and Jim asked that. And Kevin Lehman's going to talk about that.
You're talking about allowing the late basket by Oklahoma.
The three-pointer.
Thus changing, depending on what side you were, the wagering. Right?
Absolutely. We're going to talk with Dave Koken about that as well coming up. According to ESPN, who, by the way, has hired someone to be a consultant as far as gambling is concerned. Folks, it's coming. It's coming in a big way. It's going to come to Iowa. It's going to come to every state. It's too lucrative not to come, and it's too lucrative not to get into. It's just like the lottery. So if you're against it, I'm sorry, but it's just the way it's going to be. Besides that, apparently the NCAA, according to this reporter, is now going to have that be reviewable due to the fact that millions of dollars could be changing hands.
I find that very interesting because the NCAA long has been against gambling.
Absolutely. But I think they realize that it is in the offing and it is something that is going to be around within the next 5 to 10 years or so. Interesting.
I don't see why it wouldn't be reviewable. Even though it didn't impact the outcome of the game, I don't know why it wouldn't be reviewable.
It would not have counted
if it was still in, you know, the course of play.
True.
Text line now up and running.
Yay, 319. Good job, Kyle.
319-366-1600. Thank you very much, Kyle, man, for taking care of that situation. Text line brought to you by Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. 7149 on Thus Text Line. I just drove into Cedar Rapids from Benton County. The roads are fantastic. There's a nice icy coating and a great blizzard view. There you have it.
Well, yeah. And, you know, after 2 weeks of postponements, and I think I counted them up, we've had a total of 12 games postponed over the last 2 weeks that we were going to bring you here on KGYM.
It's got to be in the hundreds, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, easily. Yeah. Easily in the hundreds as far as area-wide, even more than that. I'd say 200, 300. Anyway, you know what? Could play tonight, but the rule of thumb has always been if you don't have school, you don't play extracurricular activities.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a concert. You don't have this and that. Now, that has changed over the years. Music and athletics seem to be going more and more apart, but we're not. We don't have the time nor the to get into that today. At any rate, the roads have gotten better throughout the day, but more than likely you're not going to see any games coming up tonight. And like we said, it's a shame because we've ran out of time. And like we pointed out, Washington seniors will not have a senior night this year to recognize them because they don't have another home game.
Well, here's our salute to them.
Yes, good job to the Warriors senior girls out there, that good class of Riley and Mia and the others. So good job by them. 319-366-1600. Iowa, Indiana coming up tonight from Bloomington. We'll talk about it with Kevin Lehman more in just a little bit. First things first, strange. You think the weather's strange here. Michael Oss just tweeted out it's 64 degrees in Bloomington. They had a tornado warning earlier today in that area. They have flash flood warnings going on in Bloomington because the temperature is supposed to drop something like 45 to 50 degrees tonight. Ice jams, flooding, tornadoes, craziness going on not only here but in Bloomington, Indiana as well. Iowa and Indiana will play coming up tonight. Sounds as though the Hoosiers will have the services of Morgan coming up tonight. He has been practicing, was spotted at practice, and it sounds like he is going to be ready to go and we'll play tonight. So the Hoosiers should be at full strength. How much he's going to play tonight remains to be seen, but they're coming off a win against a very good Michigan State team, and I know Michigan State has lost three in a row. They have not been the same team since Langford went out with the injury, but it is still Michigan State, and they're still 9-3 in the Big Ten Conference. But this is an Indiana team that's not a bad team. They are not a 4-7 typical team in the Big Ten, and they know their backs are against the wall, and they are a wounded animal, too.
How it lost seven in a row, I have no idea, because I watched that Indiana-Michigan State game, and Indiana shot lights out. Whether the Hoosiers can continue that tonight remains to be seen. If it does, it's going to be a long night for Iowa, because this is a team that was last in the Big Ten in three-point field goal percentage going into that Michigan State game.
And lit it up.
And shot 50%, even better than that in the second half. Juwan Morgan, a very important part of this team. It has some talent. It's better than its Big Ten record.
It's
and
a young team,
it's
too.
It's going to be a challenging night for the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Romeo Langford, the terrific freshman, averaging over 17 points a game. Rob Finnessy in there as well. A lot of freshmen on this group, but Juwan Morgan is going to help them up front, because without Morgan, Iowa could have really stuffed it inside to Tyler Cook and Luka Garza. I think they still will try to do that and get that inside game established before they get going on the outside. We'll see. 319-366-1600. We'll talk to Kevin Lehman about that coming up in a little bit as well. Is Iowa, Indiana? That's a poll question, by the way, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway.
Yeah, it's a very simple one. KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Who wins tonight, Iowa or Indiana? Thanks to Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Vegas line tonight, Indiana favored by 2 points.
2 points. Baseball news. First of all, sad news, which was not all unexpected. Got wind of this earlier in the week, but the Hall of Famer Frank Robinson passing away today. The former Red, the former Baltimore Oriole, and manager, terrific player, maybe an underrated player. You take a look at it, but he passed away today, I believe, at the age of 85.
I mean, I was thinking about this. Arguably, Frank Robinson could be considered among the top dozen players of all time. He's the only player to win an MVP in both leagues. I mean, 1966, Scott, he had 49 home runs and knocked in 122 runs, long before anybody ever heard of PEDs. I mean, being an MVP in both leagues, that alone is impressive. He was a decent manager, not a great manager, although he won Manager of the Year 1 year in 89 when the Orioles improved like 30-some games. Overall, he had about a .500 record as a manager, but he's the first black manager in Major League Baseball. You know the second one, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Cleveland Indians.
Yeah.
Larry Doby.
Frank Robinson, 83, not 85, by the way. Passing away today.
Just terrific player.
Yeah, maybe over.
He grew up in an era with
Mays and
Aaron and
that group. Maybe overshadowed a little bit, but still, like you said, MVP in both leagues, and definitely a Hall of Famer. Definitely be missed out there. As far as modern day baseball is concerned, big trade today: the Philadelphia Phillies picking up catcher JT Realmuto from the Marlins. As the fire sale continues in South Florida. Oh, by the way, the Philadelphia Phillies are a pretty good baseball team and getting better. And they are going to be a force in a very young National League East. The Braves won it last year. The Nats aren't going away, although without Bryce Harper, you think. Although Bryce Harper is not signed with anyone as of 3/18 on Thursday, February the 7th, as we're a week away from going to spring training. But the Phillies making their run to try to surpass the Braves, and you got to think the Braves and the Phillies are going to be in a in an arms war probably over the next 5 to 8 years to be on top in the National League East with the Mets trying to make a move as well,
yeah,
getting younger.
The Phillies were one of the surprise teams last year in the National League, and they've been very active in the offseason trying to put a, make a push to get over the top, and it's going to be interesting to see how the Phillies and that team meshes. I don't think the Braves are going away. The Mets supposedly are going to be pretty good.
Better and better.
Yeah, so pitchers and catchers right around the corner.
Love it. Pitchers and catchers right around the corner. Around the corner today, we're going to be talking with Dave Koken. Going to be talking with Kevin Lehman as well. We've got the $50 gift card to Culver's. We'll hand that out before 4 o'clock today. Don't forget, Todd and Alex, they're going to be live down in Iowa City at Graduate. They're down there for the big grand opening, which is going on right now. What a day to play golf. Even the Top Golf Simulator, which is, you know, that's tops for what we have right now with the ice outside and what have you in eastern Iowa. And they're going to have more information on that when they take the air coming up at 4 o'clock here this afternoon. We do have golf going on the we have that on the Monterey Peninsula. One of my favorites, the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, used to be the Bing Crosby Pro-Am. Matt Every is your leader right now by one at -6. Zach is not playing this week. And a whole group of golfers one shot back, including Jason Day, top 10 in the world. Lucas Glover, former U.S. Open champion in that group at 5-under. Phil Mickelson at 4-under, along with Brandon Grace. DJ at 4-under. Spieth at 4-under as well.
3 days of Pro-Am on three different courses, and then they play the final round at Pebble Beach. So always one of my favorite tournaments of the year. I love watching the amateurs.
Because they're bad, and then they get on there and say
some of them really aren't,
and say they're a 7 handicap, and you're going, what? as they hit some kind of blue jacket 100 yards away to the right, and they're a 7. Yeah, sure. You,
it's a mixed bag, really. You got
betcha.
Larry the cable guy, and then some CEOs that are 1 or 2 handicap.
Oh yeah, they're good.
At their home club.
They're real good.
Yeah.
Those guys are real good because they get to play a lot. But you beware the guy who's a 14 that they say, and he looks like his swing is just as good as DJ's out there. Those are the guys you want on your team.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the guys you want on their team. All right, Dave Koken's going to join us. Plenty of the things to discuss with Dave from Las Vegas. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to The Gym Class for a Thursday right here on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
When it's sports you need, tune to KGYM. Great ESPN programming and live local sports. When it's smart rock you need, tune to Smart FM for great smart rock and weekend programming. Like the Beatles Buffet, Sunday mornings at 11. Looking for something a little off the beaten path? Chris Jackson's got you covered with Where It's At. Everything Alternative, Sunday nights at 6. Smart Rock on Smart FM.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
It's Valentine's time, and that means the package of love from Siebke Hoyt Jewelers. With any Valentine's purchase of $249 or more, you'll get a dozen roses. And to sweeten the pot even more, we'll give you progressive discounts the more you buy. Now, how's that for romantic? And it all starts with Gabriel & Company New York, the finest and the hottest new styles. Then there's our gorgeous Shy Creation Jewelry, handmade in New York City by top designer designer Shy Diane, and Anya Hay Jewelry, stylishly trendy and incredibly affordable. And at Siebke Hoyt, we'll always make your purchase easy with great financing options. It's the package of love at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, with flowers, the hottest jewelry designs, and progressive discounts. It's going on now through Valentine's Day. We're Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, the place where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and has the Valentine's package of love.
Back with you in the gym class for Thursday here at KGYM. Dave Koken set to join us, and we'll talk to Kevin Lehman as well coming up here in just a little bit as we get ready for Iowa and Indiana coming up tonight from Bloomington. Strange weather day in Bloomington. We told you they had tornado warnings earlier. They got flash flood warnings at 64 degrees over there, but it's supposed to drop like 40 or 50 degrees. So just some crazy weather stuff going on around the Midwest. Not only here in our neck of the woods, but like we said, over in South Central Indiana as well. Got that going. All right, Dave Koken set to join us right now. And you can give him a follow on Twitter at Dave Koken or smokingkoken.com. That is his website. And Dave, I know you tweeted out a couple times, retweeted things anyway, and we talked about it earlier. Baseball world mourning the loss of Frank Robinson, and I know you were a big Frank Robinson fan. Well, we lost Dave. We'll get Dave back. I know he was a big fan of Frank Robinson. Was Dave going through the drive-thru again in Las Vegas
picking up some things? Maybe he had a bad chopped steak at lunch. I don't know.
Dave usually has lunch right around this time. That's why we say that. So just tongue-in-cheek with that. But we're going to get Dave back on the phone and ask him about Frank Robinson and other things coming up. And Kyle's got him on the line, all ready to go. So we'll try this take number two here with Dave Koken from Las Vegas here. We told you the website. We told you the Twitter handle as well. Dave, good afternoon. We got you.
Yes. That was my fault. I hit the wrong button on the phone.
Oh, that's all right. Happens to me, happens to Mark, happens to everybody out there. I know.
I was very surprised. I was sitting here waiting for my first question, and all of a sudden Steely Dan was playing. what just happened here?
We're all big fans of Steely Dan, but we did not play that. I know you retweeted some tweets about Frank Robinson, great baseball player, and just an amazing human being and baseball guy.
Yeah, one of the all-time greats. He won the Triple Crown with the Baltimore Orioles back in, I guess, what, 66, I think it was.
Yep.
He's one of the all-time superstars, one of the best to ever play the game, and a pioneer as far as being the first black manager. And it's just a baseball lifer, that was a good life right there. A lot of people could do worse than aspire to be like Frank Robinson.
Let's talk about what happened at the end of the Iowa State Oklahoma game, Dave. Oklahoma makes a 3-pointer to make it a 1-point game, thus changing the whole gambling landscape for that game. And it's happened before. It's going to happen again. And Scott mentioned that ESPN is actually going to hire someone, and they're going to do replays.
The NCAA is talking about that.
I'm sorry.
It's the easiest. There's no easier replay.
No.
You just take 5 seconds, look to see if the shot's good or not, and then there's your final score. And here's the crazy thing. The same referee who let the basket stand in the Iowa State-Oklahoma game, same referee, did it again last night in the Creighton-Villanova game, where there was a late basket by Creighton. It was late. Okay, the ball went in. The ball was shot after the clock had gone to zero, and he let that one count too. So the NCAA, by the way, announced today that they're now going. And I love their wording. They're doing it for statistical reasons, statistical accuracy. They're going to do it in the NCAA tournament. And my question is, why don't you just do it now? Just say, look, we're going to go to replay to make sure we get the right final score. It's ridiculous. Well, the NCAA to claim that we're worried about legalized gambling compromising the integrity of the game. Get the score right, buddy. Okay? I mean, that's it's not that difficult. And if you want people to question the integrity of the game, all you have to do is have a few situations like this.
And you
get 2 and 3 nights with the same referee. Incredibly.
And you believe legalized gambling is the best safeguard against scandals, right?
Of course it is. Well, that's already been proven. So anybody who doesn't think that's the case is, quite frankly, out of their mind. That's been proven over the years. Look, if there's something going on and they're betting with illegal bookmakers, who's the illegal bookmaker going to call to alert the powers that be that, you know, we've got some suspicious betting patterns going on in this game? Whereas, where it's legal, like here, you go back to the Arizona State situation a few years ago where there was game fixing going on. There was point shaving. It got caught because of Las Vegas, because the books here noticed that there were really unusual betting patterns taking place. They called the NCAA and alerted them, and they got the guys who were doing the game fixing. That's the idea. You want to get the dirty people out of the game. Legalize any of these politicians who would take the time to come out here and see how things work in Nevada would quickly realize that legalized wagering should be in place in all 50 states. And that includes Utah, and I know their stance on gambling, but what? You don't think people are betting illegally? There's no bookies in Utah, right?
No, none.
This should be national. It shouldn't even be a point of discussion in 2019.
No, you're right, Dave. And no matter how the wording is that the NCAA wants to come down with it, I think they're starting to figure out that gambling is coming, whether it be in 2 years, 5 years.
Well, it's here because now we've got it legalized in several states and more are jumping on. And it's the best thing that can happen for them, not only for the integrity of the game, but for something called money. Because betting increases viewership, and viewership increases sponsorship, and you make more money. So it's a good business decision as well. It's funny how the NFL has suddenly caught on to this, huh?
Yeah. By the way, to be specific on that Iowa State-Oklahoma game, Iowa State was a 2.5-point favorite, and that made it a 1-point game instead of a 4-point game, so it really swung things quite a bit.
Yeah, but point spread aside, forget the gambling aspect, because that shouldn't be the reason why. It should just be you want to get the score right.
Mm-hmm.
There's no argument against that. Let's see. Please, if anybody's listening and can come up with one good argument as to why they shouldn't get the score right in any game, in any sport, let me know about it. I'd be anxious to hear this.
Yeah, you're right. They should get it very accurate and get it absolutely right out there. Dave Kochan joining us from Las Vegas here at 3:31 on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Iowa and Indiana going at it tonight. Indiana, I think, what, Mark, 2-point favorite?
That's what I saw.
At home.
Yeah, it's going on. Well, they're getting Morgan back tonight. So, you know, the action's on Indiana, and they're coming off a nice win at East Lansing, which was a good win for them, no question about that. This has not been a year to back the steam in college basketball. So I would be, put it this way, I wouldn't be betting Indiana now. Okay, I mean, if you like to pick them, that's one thing. But I would not lay the 2.5 now because those games, they just have not done well this year. The sharp bets have not been winning in college basketball. I can't get excited about Indiana off one win. Big deal. They're still a bad basketball team. They only have one road to the NCAA tournament, which is to win the Big Ten tournament. And I'm not, you know, maybe they get some momentum out of the Michigan State game, but they could also be celebrating that win and say, hey, we finally did something good. And if they're not sharp tonight, they'll lose to Iowa.
Very true. And they do have their backs against the wall, though. I think that's what's got all Iowa fans worried. And they saw how they shot it against Michigan State.
Yeah, but they don't have their backs against the wall. There's no wall. They can't make, the only way they can make the tournament is if they win the Big Ten tournament. They don't have anything showing their resume that qualifies them to be anywhere near the bubble. I mean, they're not better than almost. Well, who are they better than in the Big Ten?
Penn State,
Nebraska, which is probably going to play 10 miles. Penn State and maybe Rutgers. Well, they're not getting in the tournament unless they win the Big Ten.
Dave, I thought a dreadful Super Bowl, but how did it play out in Vegas?
I guess it was okay for the books. I think they did well on the props. They did not do well on the total. It wasn't that bad on the game. They made money, okay? I think the figure was $3.4 million or something like that. So it was an okay Super Bowl, not their best. But it was better than the game. You know, I'm not going to complain about the game, though, because we've had so many good Super Bowls lately. We kind of due for a clunker and finally got one.
Yeah.
And the food at your party was good, I heard.
The what?
The food at your party was good, I heard.
Yes, the food was very good. make sure to go someplace where there's going to be good food.
There you go.
That's a very good. Very good sage advice right there. This Super Bowl, people don't like defensive Super Bowls. Here's our thing. I have made an edict here in our pool or what we have here for the Super Bowl. I am getting rid of the betting and the wagering between us on the national anthem. I am done with it because there's just too much controversy.
I don't think
with
Vegas
it.
Offers that, do you?
Nope. No, we don't. And you saw the reason why in this Super Bowl with this anthem, because which time was the actual time?
Exactly.
Was it the time where she finished the last word for the first time, or was it where she finished the last word for the second time? There's lots of things that we could put on the board here in Nevada that maybe we should, but that's not one of them. I just think there's too much room for questionable result there, and I'm not talking from an integrity standpoint. I'm just talking about exactly what happened on Sunday, because Gladys Knight, I don't know what's the right time. It's all in the eye or the ear of the beholder. So you don't have to bet on everything, and maybe betting on the length of the national anthem is something you can not have.
Well, she and her people can control the length of the song. I mean, I don't understand why anybody has it on any board.
Well, because on the offshore locations, you can bet on anything.
Yeah,
they just want action. There's certain things that I would like to see betting on. One of them, interestingly enough, by the way, I'd like to see elections on the betting board, because I think that would get more people to the polls.
Interesting. Very interesting.
If you can bet on it, if you're going to bet on candidate A versus candidate B, you're going to vote, okay? So to me, anything you get more people to the polls, that's a good thing.
You get this guy in 1 million votes? Things like that.
I think that would have to be strictly money line, but I do like your that's not bad.
No.
Yeah, maybe throw that into the mix. Come up with numbers with point spreads on elections. Why not?
I like that. I like that. I think that would be fun.
Listen, if anybody out there says that's you're inviting corruption, it's politics. I don't think you have to worry about that.
No, you establish a line. Candidate A wins by 10%. It's an over and under. So, yeah.
Why not? Yeah, I'm in. And I think the Oscars ought to be up on the board. They do big business internationally, and I don't know why they're not up in this country, because that's not a thing where there's a questionable ending, okay, like the national anthem. I think the Oscars ought to be up.
Yeah, coming up in a couple weeks. Before we let you go, the PECOTA ratings or whatever they are for baseball came out today. Pitchers and catchers next week. So, that's got us talking or at least thinking about baseball anyway, which is in the offing.
Yeah, too early for me to get involved. I like to wait until spring training until I know what the rosters are going to look like. Whoever gets Bryce Harper, their odds are going to change. Well, I don't know where he's going. And, I think I'll hold off on that for now. But I do know one thing. I don't think Seattle's going to be very good this year.
Mm.
How about Philadelphia? They got a catcher.
They got a catcher, and I still think they're very much in the Harper sweepstakes. So they might end up being a favorite in the East.
That could be. All right, Dave, appreciate it. And we will talk to you again coming up next Thursday.
Sounds good, guys. Enjoy the weekend.
Dave Kochan joining us from Las Vegas. And check him out on his website, smokingkochan.com, @Dave Kochan on Twitter. We're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk to Kevin Lehman, the coach. Plenty to discuss, including Iowa, Indiana, Iowa State getting ready for TCU on the weekend. We'll talk about it all when we return after this on KGYM.
So now that you've chosen the vanity, paint, and bathroom tile, you still can't decide on the faucet. Let the Home Depot make that easier by saving $10 on the sleek, modern Moen Genta faucet. Right now, it's only $89. How's that for easy choices? The Moen Genta faucet. Now, just $89 during the Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
It's time for some straight talk.
I'm ready for it.
You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Back with you on the gym class of KGYM here on a Thursday. Coming up tomorrow on the Friday edition of the show, no picks. It's going to be weird, isn't it?
Yes, it will.
You want to make some picks, just something?
You and I can make some picks.
Just make sure. Some Friday picks, yeah. Random. We'll do that. We'll do that. We'll take a look at things.
I'll take Sangmoon Bay at Pebble Beach.
That would be wonderful, okay? If Sangmoon Bay won at the AT&T out at Monterey Peninsula. But we will talk some racing tomorrow with Cedar Rapidian Landon Castle as he gets ready for the 61st annual Daytona 500, which is a week from this coming Sunday, believe it or not. The racing season for NASCAR getting underway. So we'll talk with Landon, get his thoughts about the Daytona 500 and what his plans are for the year.
He's had pretty good success there.
Very good.
I remember
good.
When he was, it wasn't the Infinity Series then, but pushed Tony Stewart to the finish line and very well could have won that race.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. So we'll talk with Landon coming up tomorrow. 3:41 here. We're going to bring in Kevin Lehman, the coach, to talk some college basketball with us here today. He was on the call, I believe, last night when you and I dropped that tough one at McLeod Center last night. And a good place to start anyway. Kevin, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good, trying to stay warm because we got a little breeze coming from the north.
Yeah. Did you hear earlier on? It's 64 degrees in Bloomington. They had a tornado warning around there today. Everybody's okay the way it sounds, and they have flash flood warnings. That's Midwest, right?
Oh, you got to love it, don't you? I start to question, especially when it's minus 24, why I don't have a condo somewhere in Florida.
Or they send you to a Big South game again.
Well, God, he's been to the Cayman Islands enough. You'd think he'd have a timeshare there or something.
But Mark, I need a fix like at least once a month. That was way back in Thanksgiving.
Well, let's start off with last night at McLeod Center with you and I dropping that tough one, and it doesn't assure the Panthers are going to be in that first-round play-in game, but it sure didn't help things last night.
No, it did not. And this is a league so constricted, the balance in the Valley. There's four games separating last place, Indiana State and Bradley, with four wins to Loyola with eight wins at the top. So a lot can happen, but the Panthers are going to need some help to stay out of that dreaded Thursday night play-in game. But, Marcus, I think this is going to be the year we're going to see a team win coming out of that Thursday night game in the Valley, Arch Madness. It's happened once. It's history. Missouri State won the next day. The problem is your turnaround is so short because those games are – you're going to play a game at 12 at noon the next day after a 6:30 tip on Thursday. That's the issue. But the Panthers, they had the game under control, but a Bradley team who's playing much better than their record, Darryl Brown went crazy on him, 29 points, 5 of 6 from threes. And this is Darryl Brown that Isaiah Brown held him to 2 points when they played this game in Peoria. It was the first Valley game between the two. So Darryl Brown, a man on a mission last night.
And now you and I get just two of the top three the next two games of Drake and Illinois State.
Yeah, I get to go look in the Knapp Center Saturday at 5, and Drake's bringing back it's their Legends Day, so they're bringing back the Adam Emenecker team of 2008. They're even bringing back the 69 team that Dolph Pulliam played on with Willie McCarter and Willie Wise and Rick Wanamaker. They're going to honor those teams. So the Knapp will be rocking on Saturday. Plus, Northern Iowa's biggest alumni base is in Des Moines, so I'm looking for a really nice crowd down there. In fact, I'm going to meet my son from Omaha. We're going to meet in Des Moines and attend that game.
That 69 team played UCLA and Lou Alcindor off its feet.
Yeah, I remember, you probably remember this one, Mark. Rick Wanamaker blocked, the only person to block the skyhook.
Yeah, out of Marengo. Yep.
Came at Bill Spark, yes.
From Marengo.
He's an athlete, and now he's the realtor. Yeah, he's a realtor and a very successful realtor in Des Moines area.
Mm. Very nice.
Iowa, Indiana tonight, Kevin. Obviously going to be a lot of eyes on that at 8 o'clock Central Time. I guess it depends on whether we're going to see the Indiana team that had lost 7 in a row or the one that knocked off Michigan State.
I just think it shows what a crazy year of basketball we're seeing throughout the country. And I heard you mention earlier, this is a Indiana team that was shooting 20% last in the Big Ten from the three-point line, and then they go off on that game at Michigan State. But, you know, they're a healthy team, as Fran McCaffrey said. Not the same team we've seen earlier. And this is the time of year in February, guys, where teams that have been playing really well sometimes get the blues like Michigan State. And then it's new life for teams like Illinois and Indiana as they kind of get injected with a shot of adrenaline. And that may be what's happened with this Indiana team. And it seems like Iowa's been forever since they played their last game in that big win over Michigan.
Where can the Hawkeyes exploit Indiana tonight, Kevin, in your mind?
Mark, I really think they have to go inside. They're a high-low game. It's old school. And we got to give Andrew Francis some credit. He coaches the post players. Look at the way that Ryan Kreener has developed. Luca Garza, healthy, his array of moves. But when they establish a defensive front on the post and they go back to the high post with a shooter on the weak side and to the look down, the high-low pass, it's almost impossible to stop. And whether it's Cook in there or Garza in there, that has been, I think, the meat and potatoes of this Iowa offense. And everything else can feed off of that.
Juwan Morgan, sounds like he will go. I don't know how healthy he's going to be. He's not going to be 100% tonight, but that will help Indiana inside at least a little bit. But I'm with you. I think Iowa can exploit the Hoosiers down in the paint.
They have to. And when you go on the road, you have to control the free throw line. That's one of the major things. And they can do that by going inside. Fran always talks about quick shooting the basketball. This is a time where you have to exploit that inside matchups because of those three post players for Iowa. They got three guys that can score a variety of ways. And, of course, on the road, 50-50 balls are always huge. You have to win that battle. Iowa's got to establish inside. They got to get to the free throw line. We know they make the free throws. They're an excellent free throw shooting team. And then you got to get the 50-50 balls. And that's just shows how tuned in and how much hustle your team has.
Michigan State obviously lost 3 in a row, still facing road games at Wisconsin and Michigan. Does the Langford absence mean that much?
I think it does. It's been a while since he played, but you need depth this time of year. because there are players that go through lulls. Look at Iowa. Isaiah Moss goes scoreless against Michigan. If we would have talked last week, I would have said Isaiah has a goose egg and Iowa wins that game. We wouldn't have taken that bet.
Mm-hmm.
But Wieskamp steps up. So you got the same thing with Michigan State. The more bodies you have, someone's having a shooting slump, you get some help off the bench. We've seen Purdue do that, the great run they've had. They've had guys step up off the bench in other places. And the same thing with this Indiana team. They're getting healthy now with Davis and Green giving them points off the bench. So depth is huge when you get mid-February.
It is. Kevin Lehman joining us here at 3:48, Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Michigan and Purdue with two losses lead the Big Ten right now, but the Wisconsin Badgers, 9-3. Greg Gard's got to be up there, I think, as one of the leading candidates for Big Ten Coach of the Year anyway. They grounded out last night with Minnesota. That game, I think at one point with about 5 minutes to go, was like 38-33. That was old school basketball in the old barn last night.
Well, when I look down Iowa's schedule, Mark and Scott, you know, I'm seeing at Indiana, at Rutgers, at Ohio State, at Wisconsin, at Nebraska. The game that scares me other than this Indiana game is at Wisconsin, because what you said, they're going to grind it out, control tempo, and try to neutralize possessions. And Iowa wants a game with lots of possessions. So when I look at this schedule ahead, Iowa's over the hump. You know, Michigan State's done, Michigan's done, but they still have that battle with Wisconsin coming up. They're done with Purdue. I like the Hawks' schedule, but that Wisconsin game is one that concerns me.
With four losses, are you going to take Kansas or the field in the Big 12 at this point?
Hey, I went with the field a month ago. You're the one that I was hanging on to.
Kevin and I took the field.
I know.
He was out. Yes. Don't be trying to change this on us, Mark. You were taking Kansas for a long time.
Well, Kansas lost to K-State for the first time in a long time, and now Kansas State and Iowa State, I think, this is the best shot they've got to win this conference in a long, long time. Iowa State still has to go to Manhattan in a couple of weeks, and K-State beat Iowa State in Ames, but you can't have a better position than the Cyclones and the Wildcats have right now.
Oh, I really agree with you there, Scott, because you look down that schedule, at K-State jumps out at you, because you really think that the Cyclones are going to hold court at home. No one's going to beat them in Hilton if they play like they've been playing, but they got to go to K-State. They got to go to TCU, a tough one. I think one they can win. At Texas, another tough one. West Virginia, unless something strange happens there, and we saw that they beat Kansas. But that just proves it. This is not the Kansas teams we've seen in the past. Their guard court is young. Gerald Vick has been inconsistent, and they have no legitimate inside game unless they move Dawson in there. So it's a Kansas team that has more warts than we've ever seen.
How does eight teams still get in out of the Big 12, though? Oklahoma's got a 27 RPI, I understand, but they're 3-7 in the Big 12 at this point. There weren't 3,000 people there the other night for that Iowa State game, and it's Iowa State coming in, for heaven's sake. You know, if that doesn't get some folks in there, I don't know what will. But Oklahoma, I don't know. They scare me a little bit as far as postseason.
Well, I'm with you. I don't think we're going to see 10 teams from the Big Ten. I'm thinking 8. And then when you look at the Big 12, you know, 6 are locked. And then someone's battling for that 7th spot. And you got to start looking at the net now, guys, because I think this will be interesting with the net. Talking about quadrant wins. What if a team like Oklahoma gets in again at 8-10 and a Texas at 9-9 doesn't? That's going to open up a whole bunch of discussion about how this net's being used. And also the net, or the maximum loss is 10 points. So think about this. There are coaches in the last minute, they're down 8, they're not fouling because they don't want free throws to put that over the 10 margin. That's another result we're seeing from this new net tool that the NCAA is using. And this Saturday is when the committee comes out with that first mock 16 seeding. So we'll see if Iowa State's in there. Of course, they have a chance to play in Wells Fargo Arena if things continue to go right for the Cyclones.
I think Iowa State has a shot. They're 4 or 5, I think. If Iowa wins tonight, is Iowa in the top 16, though?
I don't think so. I don't think the win in Indiana, just because we talked about they lost seven straight, is going to boost that net much. But, you know, I heard you talking, I think it was Dave, about that Oklahoma-Iowa State game with the shot that was counted at the end.
Yeah.
Do officials need to know the point spread now?
Yeah.
Well,
how do you know they don't?
Good point.
Musburger knew the
but
point spread.
In the back of their mind. Because if that official knew that point spread, they're going to go look at that, or something was going to change at the end of that game. We're, again, talking about Oklahoma throwing the three in after the buzzer. The officials just said, count it. And the one-point win for Iowa State, when it should have been a four-point win, two-and-a-half-point spread. So this thing's opened up a whole new can of worms.
Yeah, the crew obviously had Oklahoma plus 2.5. So.
Crazy.
But think about it, guys. I mean, we're going down a slippery slope here.
Yeah.
True. Very much so. Very much so.
And everybody's everybody's talked. They're having Vegas people on now talking about point spreads. It's become the new norm.
Yeah, and it's going to be even more once gambling comes to each state.
You know how much my, I don't know if your phone rang, Scott and Mark, but after that Oklahoma Iowa State, my phone's ringing and my buddy's just going, I'm calling Bob Bolsey right now. This is BS. That shot should have counted. And my answer was, that's why you don't gamble.
There you go. All right. Hey, Kevin, appreciate it. Have fun in Des Moines on Saturday, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Always a pleasure.
All right. Kevin Lehman, the coach, joining us here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We'll take a break, come back, let you know what happened on the lanes last night after this. Also, give you a chance to win a $50 gift card, Mark and Kyle and everyone out there. We've got a $50 gift card up for grabs right now from Culver's Garden Center in Greenhouse. We've got it all this week for you. You can find everything out there. Garden supplies, cozy slippers, sweaters, wine, jewelry, home decor, and unique gifts. And they are open year-round. They have specialty events and workshops, much like the one coming up next Wednesday, Drinks in the Dirt. Check it out at Culver's Garden Center in Greenhouse, Highway 151 East, side of Marion. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. You are going to pick up a $50 gift card just in time for Valentine's Day for your significant other to Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse. Back with more after this.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. For Valentine's Day, bring your sweetheart or your BFFs and gather around the table crunching, talking, sipping, and laughing. Or if you've got a party in the works, La Cantina would be happy to add some sizzle with their delicious catering. Connect at La Cantina in the Fountains on Edgewood Road, in downtown Cedar Rapids, and in Marion. La Cantina is now accepting applications for positions at all three locations.
Menards is our go-to store when we update our house. We're adding new lights and seeing all the latest styles. The selection was amazing. And we found matching Patriot lighting fixtures for our whole house. We are so happy with the final touches that Patriot Lighting adds to our home. Enjoy exquisite elegance and superior craftsmanship with Patriot Lighting.
Save 11% on everything now at Menards. Good through February 9th. Savings are a mailing rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league,
but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
The Gym Class in the Gym, KGYM, Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
Back with you to wrap things up and wrap up what happened last night on the lanes. And this Bowling Night in America report brought to you by May City Bowl, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Another typical Rusty Nails night.
Hasn't been a great year for the Rusty Nails. Lost one, won one, and then got pretty much buried the last game. So Only won one out of 4 points against Union Station, our good friends. And Rusty Nails mired in 10th place.
We are mired.
9 games under the 500 mark, but 10 weeks left. We'll do it again next week. Matt Donner leading the way, high game last night with a 286. Our friend Brian Buzz Moore, high series at 742, close behind Joel Donner with a 738.
Good night to be a Donner last night.
Well, those guys are good.
They are good.
700s in the league last night, so.
I did not have one.
No. But you can take advantage of what May City has to offer, especially some weekend specials. 319-362-0136 is the phone number. MayCityBullCR.com.
Yeah, we'll try her again. You guys will try her again next week. Position night next week. Money on the line. All right, stay tuned. Todd Bromelcamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Coming your way from Graduate in Iowa City next.